we talk about whether or not I deserve to be happy. I'm pretty sure that's a question a lot of us end up asking ourselves. Am I even meant to be happy? Am I ever gonna find happiness in my life? What is happiness even, right? And to answer the first question, I really do believe we need to contemplate seriously on the last one. How do you define happiness? Often in life, we face a whole lot of calamities and struggles and hardships and complications, betrayal, deception, people. We lose people that we love, things that we love, whether it's our father, a mother, a brother, a favorite cousin, and it's all very, very sad. And once we face these tragedies, it's really easy for us to spiral into this endless loop of depression and self-loathing and how I am not worthy of happiness and I don't deserve it in this lifetime, and this is probably how Allah wants me to be. Maybe this is how I'm supposed to go on my little wayfaring, soul-searching trip and get closer to Allah by being miserable. And this is where the question really comes in. What is misery? And where you are right now, in that state of misery, for whatever materialistic reason, are you contributing to your own spirituality and the betterment of yourself and this world? So basically, we have to understand that happiness and or misery, neither of them are objectives, they are just means, right? If being happy helps you to become more productive, it helps you contribute to the society more, it helps you to be more motivated to wake up in the morning and have lots of energy and be inspired to do great things and touch people's lives, then strive to find that happiness in your life through halal means. Obviously. But if you feel like a state of mellowness, not necessarily depression, because that's an illness and you need to get it checked out, but being more mellow and less upbeat is the way to go for you, then that's totally fine. But the point is gaining Allah's pleasure. And another thing that I wanted to add to today's discussion regarding whether or not I'm worthy of happiness and what is happiness even? That which is considered as real, actual, sustainable happiness is that which is in regard with your hereafter. Because happiness in this world, through whatever means it's gained, it's fleeting, it doesn't last. Let me create a picture for you, right? You are you, in your glory and fabulousness, making your way toward your merciful and ever-loving Creator. Through life, it's a journey, it's a path, and you're just wayfaring it fashionably and gorgeously. You're doing a wonderful job. At the end of the day, you're going to have to go through that journey, whether you like it or not. And your destination is always going to be the hereafter as your eternal abode. That's the purpose of your creation. So whether you're happy or relatively miserable doing it, sometimes really doesn't matter. It's that objective, as we talked about in the beginning of the discussion, and that main goal that you've been created for, which is the actual purpose of why you're here. And it's all up to you how productive you feel and how productive you are while you're making that journey. At the end of this discussion, I'm going to leave you with a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, where His Eminence, who was, by the way, known for being merry and constantly making jokes and having a delightful smile on his face, as Rasulullah did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the sorrow of a believer is hidden in their heart while their face is always smiling. This world is a realm of calamities and hardships, and 2020 and 2021 was like the best example for that. But at the end of the day, keep smiling. Allah's watching you. I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.